The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
While the Patriot Act and wiretapping have received enormous attention and criticism from the media, another federal agency has been quietly gathering far more personal information about Americans in a project that affects thousands more people. Our inquisitive federal government has been demanding that some, but not all, U.S. residents answer 73 nosy questions. They are threatened with a fine of $5,000 for failure to respond. These nosy questionnaires come under the friendly name American Community Survey. But this is not a Gallup or a Harris poll. The interrogator is Big Brother government, with the power to compel and computerize your responses. The Constitution authorizes the government to take an enumeration every 10th year in order to decide how many seats each state gets in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Constitution authorizes a count of persons. It doesn't authorize the government to demand answers to a lot of nosy questions. The growth in the number and kinds of questions asked by our government began only in 1960, and it seems to have expanded with each new census. The government is now jumping the gun on the 2010 census, and without public announcement, is already sending out an extremely long form. For starters, you have to list the name of every person in your household, giving birth date, sex, race, marital status, and relationship. You must answer 25 questions about your residence and the size of your property, what kind of a home, apartment, or condo you live in, when it was built, when you moved in, whether you operate a business in your home, how many rooms and how many bedrooms you have, what kind of bathroom and kitchen fixtures you have, and what is the market price of your residence. Listen in tomorrow, and I'll tell you more about the nosy questions Big Brother government may be asking you. You may soon be receiving one of these long forms in the mail.
College students, you're invited to the 13th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, June 8 and 9 in Washington, D.C. You'll hear from distinguished speakers, meet with Senator Tom Coburn and Congressman Mike Pence, network with other conservative students, and best of all, it's free. Our website, eagleforum.org, has details. Click on eagleforum.org and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. It's always fun to have a guest in studio. Last guest I had in studio was
Jim Carrs.
Jim Carrs, good friend of mine, and we talked about paddlefish, believe it or not. Had a lot of fun. Today we have with us Lou Harvilla. I have a terrible time. I even wrote it down, Haverilla, so I'd get it right. Lou Haverilla. He's been with us several occasions, and I always have trouble on the first time or two pronouncing Haverilla for some reason.
It's not a common name, Derry, so that's okay. Not a problem.
Rhymes with gorilla.
Yeah.
Or something like
or
that.
Or Tipperella, or have a really nice day.
There you go. Yeah, all right. Hey, you're on the ball this morning.
There we go. Always a pleasure to be here. It's glad to be back.
You bet. Good to have you with us. Now, the last time you were here, we talked about steel span buildings.
Yes.
And it's time again to talk about steel span buildings.
Absolutely.
And anytime you talk about anything steel, there are people going around the countryside today in the junk business that are dragging old combines, old discs, anything that's got iron in it, out of the ditches where farmers have said, hey, this whole thing won't run anymore, and they push her off in a canyon someplace. They're pulling them out, cutting them up, and selling them, and they can make wages, actually pretty good wages, doing that. Everything in the iron and steel business, including copper and any kind of a metallic product you talk about, has really gone up and away.
Absolutely. Anybody in a farm absolutely gets this, because if, just going out and buying, stock tanks or fencing or just some T-post, you've noticed the escalating costs of steel. And, that leads me in right to something that, and here's why it's happening. You brought up wire and a lot of these different things. Your sheeting products, all your roofing products, have a lot of zinc in them, whether it's a galvanized steel or what we use, the Galvalume, or even a painted metal has the Galvalume under. That zinc, that product right there, has gone up 23% here in the last month. And just to give you an example, in 2005, it was 60 cents a pound. In April of 2006, it's $1.44 a pound. So, steel's going up, no mystery there to anybody.
Now, we blame the Chinese on this.
Yeah, we like to do that, and the demand for steel is just at its all-time high, and of course, a lot of things in China going on, the demand for steel over there as well. There just is no end in sight here. The experts in this field, getting back to zinc real quickly, one of the main ingredients in the sheeting product out there, a price fall in zinc is unlikely. to happen in 2006 or in 2007 with this stipulation: if demand for steel continues to rise. Well, that's a no-brainer. You know, demand for steel is not going anywhere.
Okay, now you mentioned T-post a while ago, and for our listeners that are not farmers or ranchers or know what T-posts are, they're these iron posts that you see as you drive across the country. We just call them iron posts. But they have, I haven't checked any recently, but the good 6-foot post, the heavy duty ones, were up like to $4 a piece, and we used to buy them, and you know, I've been at this a long time, you know, 80 cents.
Yeah.
Something like that. Now, I've noticed also that the post today, and this, we've been seeing this for 20 years. The post that you buy today, pull one up that was driven back in the 1950s and see how heavy it is and see how big around it is, or not around, but how wide it is compared to the ones you get today. Now, in your buildings, do you cut back on the quality like they do on everything else?
Absolutely not, and that's really a good point. We have high stringent specs that we follow. We haven't changed our steel since we've been manufacturing buildings. Same gauge of steel, same quality.
Same amount of galvanized?
Absolutely.
Galvalume.
Yeah, and galvanized is just getting back to the zinc. Galvanized steel has just a high content of zinc, and that's about it, where the galvalume is almost made up of half of the zinc and then half aluminum. So as opposed to galvanized, the galvalume won't rust, it doesn't fade or discolor, and it's warranted for 25 years. You don't have any of those benefits with galvanized steel. So, zinc is going up now, and let me tell you, when that peaks or levels off, something else is going to go up, and it probably will be aluminum, or it'll be the base carbon, which is essentially your steel sheeting prior to getting the galvanized or the galvalume process applied.
Now, let's go back to your guarantee here, or warranty, or whatever you said. Guaranteed for 25 years to do what?
Well, the steel mill guarantees this product for 25 years against rust, perforation, with any damage that would happen to the steel, and they stand behind the product.
In other words, you wouldn't have to paint it for 25
years. You never have to paint it. You know, the Galvalume product has been tested in laboratories. Obviously, it's been on the market for a number of years. But you put up a Galvalume roof, or in our case, our building, which is made of Galvalume, you can pretty much just write that off as being maintenance-free. You're not going to have rust. You don't have to go out and paint it every third year. You don't have bolts that bleed. And it's as maintenance-free as it possibly could be, Derry.
Okay, why I ask that, I have some old barns, a couple of them in particular, that were built back in the 1940s. One of them way before that. I don't know when it was built. But, yes, we do. We paint them about every 3 to 5 years, but we have it sprayed on. But that would be quite an asset if it would eliminate this painting every little bit. Hey, I hear music in the background. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we have returned visiting today with Lou Havrilla. And we're talking about the steel, iron and steel industry and steel buildings in particular. Lou, we were just discussing the fact that practically everything that's made out of iron and steel is gone up in value quite a bit. And I just asked Lou, I said, well, how much has a building gone up? If I was going to buy a building, if I would have bought one last year, and you said it really hasn't gone up quite that much, has it?
Well, it just depends on what time of the year. We've had, some increases. Now, I'll tell you this. The increases that we put into effect are quite a bit less percentage-wise than most other companies, and the reason being is that we're such a big company. You know, the amount of volume that we do, the amount of buildings that we manufacture each month, quite frankly, is just gigantic compared to most other companies. So we're able to spread that increase out on a less of a percentage than your smaller, manufacturers.
Okay, now you still, and I asked you this a year ago, and you explained it to me, and I said, is that still the case? But I was under the impression, and I think most of Americans are under the impression, that there is no steel business left in the United States. I'm talking about manufacturing now.
Yeah, and that's really a good point because, boy, I get people that I talk to every week that are just amazed, that, oh, my goodness, this building is manufactured in the United States? Well, yes, it is. The steel is actually made here in the United States? Yes, it is. You actually have an American-made product with American workers? Yeah, we do. So it is quite a surprise to a lot of people. We take great pride in that, and believe me, I think everybody understands and knows that there's not too many things left that are actually made here in the good old USA.
And you say you still your operation is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's just outside of Pittsburgh. We're right in Steeltown. I think everybody recognizes Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as being Steeltown in the world. and or in the country. And, you know, we do business all over the United States. We ship everywhere. We ship in large quantities. So typically when a building is delivered to anybody, it's a few hundred dollars to get it to you. And believe me, you couldn't even dream of picking a building up at my factory cheaper than I can actually get it to you. So that's how we do business.
You mean,
large volume. Yeah, yeah, with the exception if you live 30, 40 miles away from our factory.
I understand that.
But, you know, out here in the Midwest, I mean, you know, we can really, really make a building economical for anybody to afford.
Now, we have a lot of listeners that are not out here in the Midwest.
Right, I understand that.
We have one of our best affiliates is in South, way over in the western side of South Dakota. So we have listeners in Wyoming. Does that make any difference?
Not at all. In fact, I talked to many of those listeners in South Dakota and Wyoming. So, yeah, we deliver out there just like anywhere else.
Okay. Well, let's take another break. Lou will be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Now, our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Lou Havrilla, we're talking about American Steel Span Buildings, amsteelspan.com. How about that?
Right on the money.
And I'm going to give you a phone number out now, because if you give it out later on in the show, we'll do that several times. But people say, oh, I didn't have a pencil in hand the first time around. But to get in touch with Lou, his number is 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Now, Lou, I've been in the agricultural business all my life. I built one nice shed back in, well, I'll tell you when I was working on it, is when Kennedy was assassinated. I think that was 62, if I remember right.
Yeah, 62, 63, yeah.
Yep, and it's been a pretty good, we manufactured it ourselves. It's a pole barn, pole shed. And it's generally in pretty good shape yet today, but I've had to paint it several times, the roof at least.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, a lot of, I still stack hay outside. Now, I've got barns with barn lofts in them, and I can handle little square bales. But I've got a couple barns full of little square bales. But I don't like to take them out because I don't want to have to put them back. Does that make sense?
It does, and that's a lost art right there, those square bales. Boy, you don't see a heck of a lot of those anymore. So anybody that has those bales and has them inside of a building can get some premium dollar for those. You know, good hay, a good alfalfa bale, you're probably looking at about $4 a bale.
Well, mine's getting pretty old. But nevertheless, it's better than a snowbank, and that was what we would have if we didn't have them. However, I have never put up, except for that one I built in 1962, I've never put up another building. We've just tried to kind of make do. Hard telling how many bales of hay I've wasted over the last 40 years just by not having storage for it.
Yeah. You know, having a hay bale outside, Derry, I always just on average, you can kiss a third of that bale goodbye. You know, it's just it'll sit there and absorb moisture out of the ground. You get some mold in it. It rots. You pick it up, half of it or a third of it falls off as you transport it. The cows don't want to eat it. You know, I could go on and on about that. But more importantly, when a hay bale is stored outside, you lose 40 to 50% of your nutrients in a year. And, I mean, this isn't something that I've made up. These are studies that have been done, you know, by the agricultural departments and a lot of colleges and such. And, you know, it costs between about $30 and $50 to make a hay bale. And if you lose 50% of that, let me be conservative, you lose $20 a bale.
All right, now let's back up a little bit, because somebody said, I get my hay bale for $10 a bale. But you're talking about the what it costs, actual cost, over the fertilizer,
right,
the rent on the land or the taxes, et cetera.
Right, exactly. And I mean, I think if people would actually just sit down and figure that out, that's accurate. And if you lose 50%, again, be conservative here. That's $20 a bale that you lose. And, I mean, you know, here's just the easy statistic. 200 bales is a pretty small amount of hay quantity for a lot of guys. I mean, other guys are out there with 400, 500, 600 bales or more.
Or 1,000.
Or 1,000. 200 bales at $20. That's $4,000. Well, think about $4,000 in 2 years' period of time. You can put up a building, your hay will pay for your building in a few short years.
Let's talk about the difference. Yours is a steel, is a clear span building.
Right? Right.
It's a Quonset type.
It's the Quonset style, Derry.
You know, I forgot. Last year we talked about this Quonset thing, and Quonset came from
town out of Maine.
Yeah, someone called on the show. We didn't even know that.
Absolutely. Quonset, Maine. I imagine that gentleman even might be listening today. But he called in and kind of educated us all on that. And it just to kind of real briefly, it was just a city out there that a gentleman or a construction or lumber yard got a contract from the government to build these type of buildings for the military, which they were very easy to build, very easy to disassemble. And, you know, the average Joe in the military, i.e. the privates, could put these things up and take them down without any complications.
And they called them because they came from Quonset, Maine. They said, hey, these are Quonset buildings.
These are Quonset buildings, absolutely. So the Quonset is kind of a generic name. You know, I'll refer to it as a Quonset. We'll refer to it as an arch style. It's all clear span, Derry. It's simple panels of steel, like a big stack of Pringles potato chips. You put them together, you build an arch, you raise them up. There's nothing complicated. But, boy, in terms of strength, you can't beat them. And they're economical. You know, they're easy to build, easy to add on to.
Now, you put these on a concrete footing, right?
Yep, absolutely. They're anchored down to a foundation. They're there permanently. The building doesn't blow down. It's not going to blow away. The footing is legitimate. It's a floating foundation, so it doesn't have to go 3 or 4 feet in the ground. It's just a perimeter of concrete, but it anchors the thing there forever.
Okay, how deep do you use?
Well, roughly our dimensions on our thickness of concrete are about 16 inches deep. That's
okay.
About it.
Yeah, so you do have some tonnage there.
Yeah, absolutely. You have some weight. Hold the building down, again, won't blow away or blow down.
And then when freezing and thawing occurs, as you said, it just floats.
It just floats.
Just like a concrete driveway.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Visit Derry online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Lou Havrilla, owner of Steel Span Buildings, telling everybody in the listening audience, if you need a building for hay, machinery, or just general storage, I can provide the best building for your money, plain and simple. Friends, for years, the Arch has been known for its unmatched strength and durability. But despite these qualities, our buildings are easy to afford, construct, maintain, and expand for future growth. Here's why I have a better building than a pole barn. We have the thickest gauge and strongest steel of any building on the market. Strongest for snow, ice, and wind. No other type of building can compare. That's a fact. We have a legitimate concrete foundation, a simple floating perimeter that anchors the building permanently, but yet is very economical. This provides a lifetime of no maintenance. Concrete and steel last forever. Our building requires no skilled labor and no special tools or equipment. It's a simple nut and bolt project. Most buildings can be built in 1 to 3 days, saving thousands of dollars and not having to hire a contractor. Makes sense to me. Cost minus labor equals affordability. And finally, friends, this may be the most important. We provide a bird-free building. No place to nest or perch, and no bird droppings on your valuable machinery, vehicles, or hay. This means every day. Think about that. I can provide twice the building for the same amount of money you'll spend on a pole barn. Let me say that again. Twice the building for the same amount. Let me prove my point. I am once again providing the Derry Brownfield listeners a tremendous buy on a building. I will be allocating the steel in production time and offering a limited time May special. This special is a 50 wide by 50 long building for $8,300. This is an open-ended building that's ideal for hay or machinery storage. Friends, you can't buy a pole barn for $8,300. This includes freight with an early June delivery. Not big enough? I'll make the price right on anything bigger. I guarantee it. Please call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408. Ask for Lou or visit my website at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. Once again, a 50 by 50 building for $8,300. Don't miss out.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says when things just can't possibly get any worse, they will, Derry Brownfield.
And as we were mentioning, by the way, your calls are welcome. Give us a dial at 1-800-973-3779. I was giving Lou's number, but I'll give Lou's number also.
All right.
Lou is in Kansas City. Not today, isn't, but his company, you can dial him at 1-800-894-9408, something like that. That's close enough.
Absolutely, and please ask for me, and I'll be happy to visit with you and answer any of your questions.
Now, you know, we see these Quonset-style huts all over the country. I shouldn't say hut, perhaps. I should say building, but we always think of Quonset huts, all right? That goes back to World War II again.
Yep.
When all the government buildings were Quonset huts, okay? What is the advantage over that over poles? Now, I can tell you my advantage because I built this pole shed back in 1962, got a heck of a deal on poles because the telephone company had just set new telephone poles, and then they went underground with the lines, and they sold me those poles if I would go pull them up myself for 50 cents a piece.
Wow.
And they're creosote.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore. No, that's been outlawed. You can't...
That's right.
Yeah.
But even those good creosote poles are beginning to rot right at the top of the ground.
Right.
But now the Quonset hut, tell us the difference between the Quonset style and the pole building as far as strength is concerned.
Well, we have the strongest building on the market, really, for wind and snow. And, I mean, that's anybody that understands the strength of an arch will definitely appreciate that statement. Our wind loads and snow loads are unmatched in the industry. So, first of all, you put my building up once and once only. It's not going to blow down or blow away. The other difference is, you have a concrete foundation, Derry, which we briefly talked upon, as opposed to putting a pole on the ground. Anybody that has a pole barn has some problems with their posts. They've snapped them off by running into them, or they're noticing the rot. They have to go in and replace them. You don't have any of that type of maintenance. And one thing that I mentioned to everybody, and I've mentioned this before, and I always get a chuckle out of this, but, think about this, folks. No birds in the building ever. You can't have them perch anywhere. They can't land anywhere. You don't have droppings on your equipment and machinery or your hay every single day. Now, anybody on a farm gets exactly what I'm talking about, not having 30 to 50 birds, in the mess that they create.
Or 300 to 500.
Yeah, or 300 to 500 or more. You know, if I say 30 or 50, sometimes that's a pretty conservative statement. But I'll tell you what, you think about the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of machinery and equipment that you have in your barn, or the dollar amount that you put on your hay, and not having droppings on it day to day is invaluable. I mean, bird droppings on your paint, on your machinery alone. You know.
Now, if you can just keep the raccoons from going up there, you'll have some.
Yeah. Or the field mice. Well, you're gonna contend with that. You have an all steel product, and heavy gauge steel. You don't have rotten in the wood. You don't have insects. You don't have, if anyone's ever had carpenter bees before, or the termite problems or any of that type of thing. You don't have to contend with any of that. And you know what? That all converts into dollars. Think about this. You insure your building. Hopefully. Well, wouldn't you think a building with the highest wind load and snow load on the market, that's all steel, no wood to burn, no wood to rot, no insect problems, wouldn't you assume that your building would be quite a bit less expensive to insure than a pole barn?
Is it?
Absolutely it is. And if your insurance agent isn't quite sure, boy, believe me, I'll educate them and ensure that your insurance will be cheaper.
Do you hold seminars for insurance salesmen?
Yeah, that's another topic for another day, isn't it? Our building is just really a very economical way to create some storage. You know, you can build your own building, Derry. You know, it's not that you don't understand how to build a pole barn, but boy, you got to have all kinds of equipment and machinery and tools and some skill, and it takes some time. Most of my buildings, honestly, can be built in 1 to 3 days with your kids, your brother-in-law, your next-door neighbor, and some machinery and equipment that you already have. For example, your front-end loader standing on a hay wagon, and it is a complicated issue. And if you build your own building, you know, the labor in today's market, you get a quote on a building from anybody, just divide your quote by two, because materials are 50%, labor is 50%. Well, why do you want to pay a contractor $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 or more to put up one of my buildings when you can build it yourself? And believe me, I have sold thousands upon thousands of these buildings, and a good 98% of our customers build their own.
If we're talking to a construction firm that wants to store machinery or equipment, or if we're talking to a farmer that's farming thousands of acres, as many of them are today, they've got help.
Absolutely.
But, see, my kids have all left home. I don't have slave labor anymore.
Well, we do have some builders that will build, and quite reasonably, quite a bit cheaper per square foot than your common contractor will. And if somebody does need the help, we can provide a solution. I don't want to get into a whole lot into that, but one thing I can tell you is a couple of our contractors, as opposed to doing a turnkey job, is they'll do what's called a partial erect. If you can get some of the work done for them in advance, they can come in and get the steel off the ground, which for most people is their concern. And once that steel is off the ground, they can finish the project. And doing that on a partial erect is a fraction of the cost.
What do you mean
by
get the steel off the ground?
Well, in other words, get the building erected.
Okay.
You know,
after it's erected, what else is there to do?
Well, my guys, for example, can get the thing put up and not have all the bolts put in it, but they can have just enough to hold it together. And then the buyer of that building can go back and put the remaining bolts in and get it tightened up.
Okay, now do you have ends in your buildings?
We can. We have ends that we manufacture. We also suggest, depending on the situation, that people build their own ends because you can do it cheaper. Our ends are very heavy and are designed for part of a grain storage package, so they can be a little pricey. However, and I've said this many, many times, and I've said it on the show here before, Derry, in my opinion, most times on a farm, it is absolutely unnecessary to put ends in the Quonset. Leave your ends open, drive in one end, drive out the other. And I don't care if you have machinery in there or you're putting your hay in there. Now, if a guy has a security issue or he's wanting to build a shop, that's a whole different animal. If you need something to get some equipment out of the sun and get some hay undercover, you don't need ends. Okay? You know, a guy will ask me, well, what if it rains? I go, yeah, what's your question? Well, it might rain in one end of my building. I go, what, 3 feet in? So what? It doesn't hurt anything. An end wall, and I'll talk to them blue in the face with people many times about this. I said, hey, save yourself some money. Don't put the ends in it yet. Put your building up for 30, 60 days. Take my advice here. Trust me, I've been doing this for a long, long time. Take my advice. Put the building up without the ends in it, use it for 30, 60 days, and I'll almost promise you that end wall you thought was so important today, it is not going to be quite the crisis that you thought it was. I've got buildings that have been standing out there, Derry, for years that are open-ended.
Okay, how tall would a typical building of yours be?
You're going to be no taller at the center of my building than you would be at the peak in a post frame building. So, you know, the minimum height that we really have on our really small buildings is 10 to 12 feet. But most of your buildings that you're going to have on the farm are going to be between 15 and 20 feet tall.
I was going to say,
yeah.
10 feet's not nearly enough.
Yeah. Your big buildings on the farm need to be 15 to 20 feet. And depending on how you need it and what you're going to put in it, I'll certainly advise you into the model. You know, that will be best for your use. And I'll kind of get into a nice little, you know, special that I've got here a little later in the show here that will just absolutely should impress a lot of people, either for hay or machinery. And if you listened, you kind of got a little sneak preview there at the halfway mark on the show there.
Tell me, so much of our farm equipment today is big. It's large.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I know most of the highways have to have overpasses that are like, what, 14 feet or something?
Yeah, it's pretty close to 14. I think it's 13, 8.
Something like that is legal on a truck, I believe.
Yeah.
So you've got to get well above that.
Yeah,
well above that.
Your bigger tractor and your combines, you know, need to get under, you know, at least 14 foot, and some of the bigger ones even need 15.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
I've been questioning Lou considerably during the commercial break here.
I'm wore out.
Yeah. You know, the good stuff never gets out on the air. It always takes place during the commercial so nobody else can hear us. But on a steel span, on a clear span building like that, you know, you have the idea just by, in your own mind, you think of it like an Eskimo igloo. And, well, you know, you can't get big farm equipment in there next to the wall. How close can you get to the wall?
Well, let me just say this. That's a concern and a question that comes up constantly for me. And, you know, what I tell people is, listen, you can park your biggest piece of machinery and equipment in the right size building. Obviously, you know, if a guy is complaining about his combine in a 25-foot wide building, it's not the right building, obviously. You get the right size of building for your purpose. You can park that machinery as close to the wall as you want, and believe me, you can park it closer than you ever would. And I just simply invite people to go to my website, amsteelspan.com. I've got hundreds of photographs of buildings with combines, grain trucks, hay wagons, large cab machinery equipment, industrial bulldozers, etc. And you can see with your own eyes how close you can park to the sidewall. There is no loss of space. Picture's worth a thousand words, Derry. It's there for anyone to look at.
It's also on Derry's website.
Yeah, it sure is.
You can link to Lou's website on DerryBrownfield.com.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
See, I didn't even know that. I don't know half of what. I don't know anything that goes on around here.
Hey, Derry, did you know you were taking us to lunch today?
I was assuming that was going to happen.
Okay, just want to make sure you're in the know.
Okay.
That's nice of you. I appreciate that.
Well, I tell you, we try to be good to our people.
You know, the other thing I mentioned to people that I just simply talk to on the phone, Derry, this is a question, again, that comes up all the time. I say, hey, folks, it's the same building that I put up at a fairgrounds, you know, whether it's a state fair or one of the farm shows that we do throughout the country. I said, think about this in common sense terms. Do you like that tie in there?
Common sense?
Yeah.
I like that common sense part.
Yeah, I like that tie in. Well, listen, I said it's the same building I put up. If it wasn't a nice building, why would I put it up on a fairgrounds? That's what I used to sell from.
Do you put, you don't put the ends in?
No. I leave the ends open and invite people in to come in from both ends. And to be quite honest with you, in the month of August, at a lot of the state fairs, when it's 100 degrees outside, that breeze coming through that building is a lifesaver.
You know, that's interesting. It does. You do get a draft through there.
Absolutely. The draft is so nice because the Galvalume product that we use, again, the high content of aluminum, it reflects the heat away from the building. It doesn't absorb it inward. And people that have my building will confirm this, and I tell this to everybody. You put your building up, you face the open ends north and south so you can be in the shade all the time during the summer months. Don't have to, but it's something that I would consider. Your temperature inside the building is 10 to 12 degrees cooler all day long. All day long.
Do you normally always face the building north? Sometimes you wouldn't want to.
Well,
you
can face it any direction you need, and I just tell people this. Face it the direction that's best suited for your needs. It makes no difference how the building faces.
Right. But if you had your druthers, you put it up north and south.
I would face my building north and south all the time because whether it's 9 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We'll be right back. That's great. We'll be right back.
.com.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair and bull sale this coming Saturday, May the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Lost Creek Land and Cattle Company will be selling a string of 120 head of fancy black and black baldy cows that have 200-pound calves by their sides. Now, these calves are Bandeau and Ambush breeding, all born within a 60-day period, and they have a complete vaccination series. The Valley Ranch has consigned a 90-head string of fancy and black and red limousine cows with 250-pound calves. They're traveler-bred Angus calves by their sides, and these calves are source-verified, vaccinated, and they, too, were all born within a 60-day period. Kim Kessner has consigned 100 3 to 6-year-old Angus bred to Power Genetic Angus Bulls to be fall calvers, and 25 head of older cows with 200-pound calves by their sides. Now, these cows will sell this coming Monday, that's May the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Returned. We're visiting today with Lou Havrilla. As I mentioned a moment ago, Lou, we're in the home stretch here. Give us a pitch on this thing. What kind of a special are you offering?
Well, what I'm going to do again for the Derry Brownfield listeners is do a nice special here for the month of May. And I can't do this long, Deary, due to the increases in steel and such that are on the way. I'm going to do a building that's 50 foot wide and 50 foot long for $8,300. Now, this will meet most of the snow loads in the listening area. This will include freight to the destination. And most of these buildings will, of course, be tax exempt for farm use. So there's not going to be any hidden cost here. Now, let me just say this loud and clear. You don't build a pole barn for $8,300, plain and simple. So
not 25, not 50, but 50.
No, this is a 2,500 square foot building, and you know, if you're just needing something for some hay storage or some machinery storage. Now, this is an open-ended building. This includes all the materials that you would need, construction manuals, the whole nine yards for $8,300. Now, this is going to, again, be for a very limited time. What I'm doing for the listeners is I'm going to do a production run. I've allocated the steel to do this on a large quantity. We're going to be manufacturing the buildings all at once and shipping them all at once. The delivery would be sometime in June. Now, I've got to ask, there was a lot of you that called in last year that missed out on our special from last year. I know you're out there listening. This is your chance to take advantage of a special once again. I ask that anybody that's interested in this, please, it is something that I've got to do, and it's a very limited time. So please call at 800-894-9408. Ask for me, Lou, and I'll be happy to explain all the details and answer any of your questions. Now, if this building isn't big enough, okay, and you want bigger, trust me on this, Deary, I'll make the price right for anybody that wants a little bit bigger building.
Yeah,
the price won't be the problem.
I just asked Lou, I said, how much is a section on that thing? And you said 2 feet. I assumed it would be much larger than that.
Right. They're just in two-foot sections.
So you can keep going.
Right. The beauty of this building is that you can get into something now that you can afford. That's within your means, and $8,300 for a building is within your means. And if you make a decision that you need to add on to the building in the future, whoever complains that their building's too big? Anybody? Anybody can call in that complains that their building is too big. I'd like to hear from them.
It's kind of like
add on to
a garage.
Yeah.
You need a three-car garage instead of a two-car
right.
garage.
You can add on to it at any time, and that's the beauty of this building. It couldn't be any easier to do.
Okay, now that is a 50 by 50, 2,500 square feet, $8,300. And it is, we say in our business, we can put it in your mailbox for that, right?
Right, right.
You can put it on location for $8,300.
Exactly. I'm not going to come back and give you some, you know, backdoor charges of freight or tax or, you know, this and that. That's everything included, delivered right to your driveway.
So if I wrote you a check for $8,300, I'd see it on my property in June.
Absolutely.
I'd even help you put it up, Derry. You said
you really
you were, yeah, you said you were lacking slave labor. I bet John Davis would help, too. there's three of us.
Well, when you only work for minimum wage to start with, why, you know, you didn't expect anything.
What, that sounds like a heck of a crew.
Yeah. Hey, we are just about out of time. I'm going to give you phone number once more, 800-894-9408. Look Lou up on the internet, amsteelspan.com. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to go?
Trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.